This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A Palestinian envoy Friday criticized Western states for supporting Ukraine by calling out Russia's violations of international law while stopping short of naming what he said were breaches by Israel against Palestinians in Gaza.
I should like to address myself to those who call themselves the free world.
يجب عليكم أن تعملوا من أجل وقف إطلاق النار وشلال الدم.
You have to do your utmost to stop the bloodshed and to reach a ceasefire.
Palestinian ambassador to the UN in Geneva, Ibrahim Karachi, was speaking alongside more than 40 ambassadors to observe a minute of silence of thousands of civilian deaths in Gaza since the start of Israeli bombardments more than a month ago. The Israeli attacks by air, land, and sea were triggered by deadly Hamas attacks on Israel on October 7th that killed 1,400. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she and her Chinese counterpart have agreed to work toward a, quote, healthy economic relationship during 2 days of talks that she said helped lay the groundwork for a productive meeting next week between President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Yellen said many disagreements remain between the two countries, but she and Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng committed to work together, quote, on global challenges from the debt issues to climate change related economic issues. And both countries, she said, quote, welcome the objective of a healthy economic relationship that provides a level playing field for companies and workers in both countries and benefits the two peoples. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. Global cases of tuberculosis continued to rise last year. Henry Ridgewell reports the latest annual report from the World Health Organization says disruption to health services caused by the COVID-19 pandemic is one reason that set back efforts to fight the disease.
The World Health Organization estimates COVID-related disruptions resulted in almost 500,000 excess deaths from TB in the 3 years from 2020 to 2022. The report also reveals a concerning lack of progress in some areas. Dr. Luchika Ditiu.
We have a pretty difficult situation on people with drug-resistant TB as well as childhood TB.
But the fight against TB is getting back on track. The number of cases diagnosed globally last year was 7.5 million, the highest ever recorded. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
An attorney for New York City Mayor Eric Adams confirmed that the FBI seized phones and an iPad from the mayor this week as part of an investigation into his campaign fundraising. Boyd Johnson said Friday the seizures happened after an event Monday night. The seizure of the devices comes days after federal agents searched the Brooklyn home of Adams' top campaign fundraiser, Brianna Suggs. Adams said nothing publicly about his phones being seized when he met with reporters on Wednesday. He said he wasn't aware of any wrongdoing by members of his campaign team. Johnson says Adams is committed to cooperating with the investigation. Students from Karabakh University in Kenya's Rift Valley have developed a method for turning grass into flour. They then fortify it for human consumption. Juma Majanga reports the new flour can replace maize.
That flour can replace maize in the common Kenyan dish, ugali, at a time when many families are struggling with the high cost of living.
Considering the prices of maize flour, which is the staple food in Kenya, it has actually risen with above 50%, and we find that most people cannot be able to afford.
EcoStarch flour is made by converting grass to edible flour through enzymatic processes. The students have mostly been using Bermuda grass, but say any species of grass can work. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Kabarak University, Kenya.
Spain's acting Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's chance of forming a new coalition minority government following an inconclusive election in July have been greatly boosted by a deal with a tiny party he surely hoped he would never have to rely on. The deal is with Together for Catalunya, as also known as Junts, a group bent on achieving independence for the northeastern region of Catalonia. It's headed by Carlos Puigdemont, living in self-exile in Belgium. The former regional leader of Catalonia is public enemy number one for many Spaniards for fleeing after leading a failed illegal secession bid in 2017. I'm Alexis Strope.